In the U.S., a bipartisan group of senators has expressed concern to President Barack Obama over the recent formation of the Palestinian Unity Government. A letter signed by 88 senators to the U.S. president says the new Palestinian Unity Government, which is the result of a reconciliation deal between Fatah and Hamas, represents a serious setback to the so-called peace efforts with Israel. They warned that the acting Palestinian Authority chief's efforts to upgrade the status of Palestinians within international organizations will jeopardize their direct talks with Israel. The U.S. senators also said that Hamas was not a partner for peace with Israel. Earlier in June, the U.S. State Department said Washington intends to work with the new Palestinian government. For more insight on that story, Hani Albassous, professor of the Islamic University of Gaza, joins us now via satellite from Gaza. Mr. Albassous, welcome to the program. Let's jump right in. Why do you think this concern by the bipartisan group of senators over the recent formation of the Palestinian Unity Government?
Well, in fact, this shows how the U.S. policy is affected by the Jewish lobby in the United States, and how the Jews in the United States have been having such an impact on the U.S. foreign policy, especially towards the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. They do not want any kind of unity in Palestine. They want to keep the Palestinian people divided as long as possible, because this division in Palestine would help the continuation of the state of Israel. So unity would mean that Palestinians would be united against the occupation, and they would work together to end such an occupation. Those senators in the U.S. Congress do not like such unity, because of course they have kind of link with the Jewish community, with the Jewish lobby in the United States to support the Zionist entity. And this is not the first time such step have been taken by such senators. We had many issues like this in the past concerning the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, where the American senators have been voting and voicing their votes against the Palestinians. In fact, this issue is internal Palestinian issue. It's not connected with the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. And despite this fact, that we can see in the United States that some senators are calling for the U.S. administration to stop the unity and keep the Palestinian people divided and not support the unity government. This is initiative which would mean that the United States would take steps to jeopardize any efforts towards unity in Palestine. And this is not the policy which is supposed to be taken. This is not fair step. It's not something is consistent with the moral and values which the international community is supposed to adopt. Sure. We understand the fact that the United States is not standing with the Palestinian people, and the U.S. in general, as a government, as administration, is standing with the Israeli occupation. So it's not something strange when we listen, when we hear something happening like this, that 88 senators in the United States Congress are calling for the administration not to deal with the Palestinian Unity Government. This is something natural for them, but sure, we call for the international community to support the Palestinian people and to support the Palestinian cause.
Mr. Albassous, those very 88 senators which signed this letter, they stated that the new Palestinian Unity Government represents a serious setback to the so-called peace efforts with Israel. Does that mean that the settlements don't? Why aren't such actions taken against the settlement building, which is banned internationally, which is condemned internationally and has been deemed illegal by various international rights groups and even the United Nations and the United States itself?
Yes, of course. In fact, the setback of the peace process was because of the Israeli settlements, not because of the Palestinian cause, not because of the Palestinian unity. We understand from the beginning that the Zionist entity do not want to stop any settlement buildings in Palestinian land. So this would make it impossible to establish a Palestinian state. And this what was happening from the beginning. All the international community was blaming the Netanyahu government for its activities in Palestine, especially in Jerusalem, Al-Quds, and in the West Bank, because what has been happening for the past many years, that the Zionist entity building settlements in Palestinian land, on Palestinian land, and not allowing the establishment of Palestinian state, that make it impossible to have a Palestinian entity or Palestinian state, and this jeopardizes any efforts for peace. Now the Zionist entity are blaming the Palestinian people, with those 88 senators in the United States calling not to allow the Palestinian unity government to act, as because this unity government would jeopardize peace. In fact, we understand that peace process was jeopardized, was not allowed to work in the right way because of the efforts of Netanyahu government,
right,
not to let peace.
Okay.
Because we understand from the beginning such policy from the Zionist entity is against the establishment of Palestinian state.
Thank you very much, sir. We're going to have to leave it there. Professor of Islamic University of Gaza, Mr. Hani Albassous, your comments are much appreciated here on Press TV.